This portion of Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant Energy, a NRG company.
Poyer under center, fakes the handoff again, has some time, airs it out, looks out of the end zone, and Hopkins with the catch, touchdown Houston. 21-yard TD pass and a beautiful reception by DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, DeAndre Hopkins did DeAndre Hopkins things again on Sunday against Tennessee. Had a nice chip block there by Chris Polk to free Hoyer up to make that throw. But let's talk about Brian Hoyer. Looks like he's settled in after the hiccups early, and he's doing some nice things. What have you seen from number seven, Chris?
I've been pretty impressed. I think it's three out of the last four or four of the last five. He's had over 100 quarterback rating. It's just I think he's calmed down in the offense. I think he's realized kind of where he needs to go with the ball, where he can go with the ball at certain times in the game. Obviously, the running game is still kind of not helping out in the right. overall aspect of the offense, which I'm assuming once it does, he's going to be able to open it up even more. But I think this past week especially, they kind of really focused in a little bit more on zone running scheme. So they were able to do the boot a couple times, and especially the long pass on the field to Nate. They took a shot at the same time. So for him to be able to stand in there and perfectly place that ball, it was awesome to watch.
Yeah, what have you seen from Hoyer?
I thought he's played pretty well. You know, his passer rating right now is 97.1. That's better than the Texans had last year. And I think what I've seen is that once he gets going, everything flows so much easier for him. You know, at the beginning of the Titans game, I kind of was like, uh-oh, because there were a few three and outs to start that game. And then, you know, he started completing a few passes, and then just the offense really flowed very smoothly, and he's able to be very accurate and you know, do the right things that this team needs. So I've been very impressed with him for the most part.
You know, you bring up the play action, and you guys flourished with that over the years, and it looked a little familiar last Sunday against Tennessee. Not the same thing, obviously, but looked like stuff we'd seen before. How do you go about fixing the run game? You touched on the zone aspect of it, but it's got to get better. How do you make that happen in the middle of the season?
I mean, I'm a little biased. It just starts with having a solid five starters in the offensive line. The first six games of the season, they had six different rotation of the starting line.
Yeah.
And in those games, they would play the backups too. So there's been a lot of rotation there. And the pass protection hasn't suffered tremendously from it. They've actually been pretty decent in pass protection. But obviously the chemistry in terms of, and they'll probably tell you differently, but just speaking in terms of a former guy, you got to have that relationship with the guy next to you that he knows exactly what you're going to do, and you know what he's going to do, sometimes without even having to say it. And you kind of just leave the huddle. You say one little word to each other, but there's a lot of talking that goes on, especially when tackles are moving to guard and other guards are moving to that tackle. It's just there's a lot of switching around there that they need to be able to kind of solidify five guys.
True or false, and I want to hear from both of you, has the short passing game basically become long handoffs? We see these dump offs to Alfred Blue. Yeah. Is that true? One way to help fix the run game?
I think so. I think that's been, they've done a lot of it, and I think that's been something that's kind of replaced the production you would have gotten from the running game a little bit.
Yeah.
I really think that's what Arian was doing a ton out of the backfield, whether he was just doing little check downs or little arrow routes right up on top of the center. That's what he was known for coming out of the backfield. And obviously, we all want the running game to kind of flourish. But in the meantime, just like Coach O'Brien said in his press conference, they can't abandon it.
And it's really not been their fault that they've had to do so much of this shuffling, because there's been injuries constantly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've used so many different lineups. And I think the health of the line will really help that.
Yeah, you know who's had his creativity challenged this year is Mike Devlin, the offensive line coach. You didn't play for him necessarily, but I imagine you're tipping your cap to him for a little bit.
I met with him when he first came in before I was done with the team, but he's a tremendous guy. He's done a tremendous job up in New York, and for him to come in here and have to deal with the back and forth between the guys, it's been pretty impressive to watch the kind of camaraderie he's been able to build with the guys outside of the game, and then with the injuries that they've had to deal with, for them to be able to kind of still function as a line is pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive personality there by Devlin, right?
Yeah, it was a fun interview yesterday. He told us about his superstitions.
We'll get that on another show sometime. But what we got to get to right now is some X's and O's with our good buddy John Harris. This is the Telestrator.
Welcome to Texans Telestrator, presented by BMW. I'm John Harris alongside Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien, and we're going to break into the X's and O's. And, Coach, we're going to take a look at the Titans backed up. Coach, this excellent player by Whitney Merciless. Take us through it.
Yeah, again, we've got really good field position here. You know, one thing just when we're talking to our home fans especially is when we have the offense backed up like this and our home crowd is back here making all this noise, it is so difficult for the offense, the opposing offense. So we're in a good position here with that. We've got our 34 front out here. And I think this is one of the best plays. People talked all about Whitney and his sacks yesterday, but one of the things that he did real well was he defended the run really well. And here what he does is he sets the edge. Watch how he hits this tight end. Hits him right underneath the chin, does a good job of setting the edge, funnels the back inside, and then makes the tackle himself. So setting the edge allows JJ to get to the play, allows Vince to get to the play, but they didn't even need to get there because Whitney made the play himself. Just a really good play by Whitney. He'll go to the end zone shot and show it from there because I think that's a good spot to show it from. Is here, he's in a good alignment here. He has an idea what's coming, does a really good job of setting the edge on the tight end. Hands are inside, good pad level, gets off the block and makes the play. That's a really good play by Whitney Mercilus.
Coach, thank you so much for being on Telestrator today.